In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today we're going to start the infancy narratives of Jesus and John the Baptist. It takes two chapters from St. Luke. We know that two of the evangelists wrote about infancy of Jesus, and that's Luke and Matthew. Mark and John did not write it because it had already been written. And the Word of God says in chapter 1, "In as much as have been taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning they were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things, from the very first to write unto you in order, most excellent Theophilus." We know that in the Acts of the Apostles he writes to Theophilus, and in Luke's Gospel he writes to Theophilus. Luke wrote not only Luke's Gospel, but the Acts of the Apostles. Who is this Theophilus? It means lover of God. Is he writing to one person, or is he writing to everyone who loves God, lover of God? You make up your mind about that. I do the best I can. "That you might know the certainty of those things wherein you have been instructed." Verse 5. "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth." These two people were Anoim. They waited on the Lord. They had no one but the Lord. And to make matters worse, Elizabeth was barren. And they were both righteous before God. If they were righteous, that means they had faith, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well in many years. So we see they stopped praying for a baby, because Elizabeth was barren, had gone through the change of life, and no more babies are going to be expected. "And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, in order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, Zechariah's lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord." It happened that only a priest could do it once or twice, because there were so many priests. "And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto Zechariah an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense." I tell you, Zechariah is going to be afraid. When you see someone from heaven, you're going to shake. "And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to Zechariah, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and you shall call his name John.'" This is interesting, because they stop praying. What does that mean? That our prayers are ever before God. They are timeless. They are timeless. They have stopped praying for a baby. She's gone beyond that time. But your prayer was in front of God. Many times when you prayed, those prayers were in front of the Lord. "And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. John the Baptist was born without original sin. When the Spirit of God came upon him, that sin of Adam was erased because he was now filled with the Holy Spirit. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Remember, as an adult, he goes out into the river and he baptizes people for the forgiveness of sins, that they repent. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Remember what Jesus said? John the Baptist is the Elijah we've been waiting for. But he is not Elijah, but he is the Elijah we've been waiting for. To turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people well prepared for the Lord. This is what John was going to do. Prepare the way of the Lord. John is that missionary to prepare the way of the Lord. Remember what he said. He must increase, and I must decrease. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. In other words, you know, this is impossible. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto you and to show you these glad tidings. And behold, you shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Here we have it again. Our prayers are answered in the season of God and in the season that the Lord wants it to be. We have been praying for different things. Your prayer is before the throne of God. It does not leave. It is before the throne of God. It has a life of its own. And the people waited for Zechariah and marveled that he stayed so long in the temple. Boy, he's dumb. He can't speak. People might think he took a stroke. But it was nothing physical. It was spiritual. Because he didn't believe the angel's greeting that he would have a son by Elizabeth. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house, and after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself for 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. The angel said to Zechariah, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I'm telling you the same thing. Do not be afraid. It tells us in the Bible 365 times, do not be afraid. Because God is for us. And no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. God is for you, and no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Your prayer is before the throne of God. Yes. Should I continue to pray? Why not? Why not? All those prayers are before the throne of God. In the sixth month, that's the sixth month of the pregnancy of John the Baptist, the angel Gabriel was sent to a city in Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. He was of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, You are highly favored. You are full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw the angel, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, what manner of greeting should this be? And the angel said unto Mary, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and you shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Why Jesus? Because he's going to save his people. My Lord, this angel Gabriel was busy this week. He was with Zechariah. And in the sixth month of John the Baptist's pregnancy, he was with Mary. Mary's real name in Jewish religion would have been Miriam. Miriam means Mary. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He's going to have the throne of David. He's the king. He's the king from his birth. He's the king in the womb. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall have no end. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This is what he teaches us to pray, the disciples' prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, where? The kingdom and the will of God, on earth as it is in heaven. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I do not know man? And the angel answered and said unto Mary, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Mary is the woman overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. Oh, how the church and I, part of the church, needs to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. How we need to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. That's what I need, to in season and out of season. Therefore also, the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God, overshadowed by the Spirit of God. Are you overshadowed by the Spirit of God? If you've given your life to Jesus, you are also overshadowed by the Spirit of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she also has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. So Elizabeth has been pregnant 6 months. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. This 37th verse of the first chapter of Luke needs to be proclaimed in our hearts, in our lives. With God, nothing shall be impossible. That is reality. Nothing is impossible for God. With God, all things are possible. Our prayers are before the throne of God. And now we have another Anawim. There was Elizabeth and Zechariah, and now Mary, who has her whole life hidden in God. That's all the Anawim have, is God. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Mary said, yes, I will have this child. Yes, I will conceive this child. Yes, by the Holy Spirit, he will come about. But now the angel left her. If she ever needed an angel, she needed one now. Because what about Joseph, who she's espoused to? But God takes care of it, because Mary trusts in God. Oh, Mary trusts in God, that God's going to take care of Joseph. She doesn't know how. She doesn't know when. But she knows that because she says nothing is impossible with God. And Mary arose immediately in those days, and went to the hill country with haste into the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. Some people say it was the first time the baby showed life. Leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" The mother of my Lord, the mother of God. This baby is both God and man. That the mother of my Lord, the mother of God, would come to me. Not the mother of the Father, the mother of the second person in the Blessed Trinity, who became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Do you see? The Bible is very clear about who God chooses and why He chooses them. The Bible is very clear that we need to know that nothing is impossible with God. "For lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears," Elizabeth says, "the baby leapt in my womb for joy." Remember David danced before the Lord? Remember now John the Baptist dances before the presence of the baby in the womb of Mary. "Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." Blessed is she who believes. Do you believe today? Do you believe in the presence of Jesus? Have you given your life to Jesus? Are you part of the family of God? You were baptized, but now you're an adult. Have you said, "Jesus, I surrender. I surrender and I repent of my sins. I am in absolute need of you. I'm one of the Anawim." Elizabeth, Zechariah, Mary, and Joseph, all part of the Anawim, the poor and needy of Yahweh, who only have God as a defense. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord," not magnifies me, "my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden," that's Mary, "for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." Are you calling Mary blessed? The Blessed Virgin Mary? That's who she is. "All generations shall call me blessed," the Blessed Virgin Mary. "For he that is mighty hath done great things for me." In other words, this is what God has done. "And holy is his name. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm, and he hath scattered the proud in their conceit of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones, and he has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." And Mary stayed with Elizabeth 3 months and returned to her own house. We remember that the Ark of the Covenant stayed in the house of Obed-Edom 3 months. And David danced before the Lord after these 3 months. And Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. Yes, she is. She stays with Elizabeth 3 months until Elizabeth has the baby. Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. Read the last verse of 11th chapter in Book of Revelation and the 12th chapter. You'll see that Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. This is so important that God has given us the truth of God, the truth of Mary, the truth of Jesus, of course, the truth of John the Baptist, the truth of Joseph. I tell you, Joseph is the man who has faith. He is a righteous man. Joseph takes Mary into his own home. And I'm going to tell you, many people scorned Mary because they thought that she was pregnant before marriage. Everyone can count to nine. Mary was not esteemed by people. But you know what? She was esteemed by God. You may not be esteemed by people today, but you are esteemed by God. Let the Holy Spirit overshadow you today. Let the Holy Spirit come to you and overshadow you today, for you are in need of the mercy of God. Elizabeth says, "Who is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" The mother of God should come to me. Who am I that God should cause me to do his work on earth by the preaching of the gospel? Who do I think I am? I'm nobody. But yet, God has chosen me. I cannot deny that reality. God has chosen me to bring about people into the kingdom of God. What about you? What have you been chosen to do? God gives everyone a ministry. Every one of us have a ministry, but we need to fulfill it. Oh, sometimes I don't want to come up to the microphone and speak, but those are the days when God uses me most powerfully. It's so important that we be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. It's so important that we be overshadowed by the Spirit of God. And remember, nothing with God is impossible. Nothing. No thing. And I talked about the love of God the other day. God is not love 100%. God is love infinitely. Oh yes, He is infinite love. And He wants to pour that love upon you as He overshadows you with the Holy Spirit, so that you could bring forth Jesus in a world that is dark, and He is the light of the world. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Mother and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I do need to hear from people so we can pay our November bills. Oh, yes, I preach the word in season and out of season by the grace of the living God. I cannot do this without the grace of the living God. So I say, if this broadcast and these broadcasts bless you, please send something to us so that we could pay our bills. I am not paid by this. I am paid by the Archdiocese of Boston. And God has chosen me, I don't know why, to bring forth His word in Boston and throughout the world. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.